All right. Fritzburg and Blood and Faith.com, 21st of March, 2024. What will it take to fix America? What will it take to fix Australia or New Zealand or Canada or Sweden, Finland, Germany, France? What will it take to fix the countries of Christendom? Well, the only answer, and I say this not because I'm not open to other answers. I say this as somebody that studied history, got a PhD in history, studied this for a long time. I say this as a guy who's always sought a third way, always sought a way to make this stuff work, even in the midst of competing interests and goals. Sought the libertarian option. Worked as a foreign service officer, worked as an American diplomat overseas, always trying to find a way to make this system work, right? Surely there's many different people in the world with many different interests and desires and beliefs and religion and religions and faiths. How are we going to make this work? How can I make the United States of America work? And the only answer I can come up with is we have to return to the God who made us. And there's nothing short of that that's going to work. And I don't mean that, you know, so many people say, it's a spiritual problem, needs a spiritual solution. What I'm talking about is vastly deeper than this. I'm talking about the reconstruction of society upon the Holy Scriptures and an allegiance to Jesus Christ as the earthly monarch, even though not present. What I'm talking about is something that my enemies would call a theocracy. That's fine. That's fine. You want to call it that? That's fine. What do we have now? We get tranny story hour at your local library, and we get the theocracy of Satan right now. Right now, we have the theocracy of Satan. And the synagogue of Satan seems to be calling the shots, is calling the shots. The synagogue of Satan and the children of Satan have their own theocracy lifted up to Lucifer, and they lie about it and say, oh, it's not a theocracy, it's democracy. It's not a theocracy, it's democracy. It's not a theocracy, it's secular humanism. Of course, this is what Satan offered Eve. He says, hey, man, don't worship me. Don't worship God, don't worship Adam. You know, just do your own thing, be wise. It's we live in a theocracy of Satanism, and your kids are being butchered. What more is there to say about that? The kids are being butchered, they're being chopped to pieces, everybody's being drugged, and the more and more I go along, and the older I get in life, and the more my wife and I compare notes, and you look at all these people, and they've got, especially the women, severe physical dysfunction in their bodies because they've been ingesting very, very powerful hormones their entire life. Well, who set that up? That wasn't the Amish. The Amish didn't set that up. Who set up this situation where free love isn't even the question? It's the complete destruction of all the institutions that once held Christendom together, from our race to our God to our family, and the theocracy of Satanism declares freedom when you tear down the institutions of Christendom, the nuclear family. One man, one woman, raising babies, having kids, working hard, staying out of debt, a church, the Ten Commandments, faith in Jesus Christ. You've heard of critical theory. Critical theory is another branch of Satanism, and critical theory is let's critique that which exists, and so we can destroy the oppressor. So you theorize an oppressor, you figure out who your oppressor is, and then you do everything you can to critique that oppressor and to destroy that oppressor. Well, who's the oppressor to the Jew? Critical theory, by the way, Frankfurt School, School of Social Work, Germany, 19-teens, 1920s, 1930s, and they fled before Hitler showed up because they're a bunch of Jews, and they ended up in America teaching American universities. Critical race theory is simply a subset of that. Who's the oppressor? Well, it's the white race. I mean, it doesn't matter whether we are or not. You simply theorize that, and you do what you can to destroy it. Who's the God of the white race? It's Jesus Christ, okay? You're not going to go back and rebuild Christendom unless you have the God of Christendom, which is Jesus Christ. And I don't care how many, you know, and these scholars that are on sort of my side of the political divide, or theoreticians or pundits or whatever, they'll talk about the collapse of these, you know, quote-unquote Western institutions or traditional institutions. Well, the Antichrist forces have had a long walk through the institutions, so you can change an election, but you don't change the society. You can change an election, but the kids are still coming home with purple hair, and I mean, it's a mess. How do you change that? It's not. And electioneering is important. I don't deny that at all. If anything else, it gets people stirred up and saying, oh my, it makes them ask the bigger questions. Okay, it makes people ask the bigger questions, which is very, very critical. And that's why I support all the efforts to get involved politically. Because when people see that going on and they watch their efforts struggle so hard to make a difference, it forces people to ask the bigger questions, forces me to ask the bigger questions. And that's why I'm talking about it now. You can't go back to the glories of American civilization and Christian civilization and European civilization without going back to the glory of Jesus Christ. This, of course, drives the Antichrist crazy. This, of course, drives the theocrats of Satanism crazy. And they're out there telling you that they're not religious. They're out there telling you that they don't have a religion. They're out there telling you they're not trying to impose their narrow-minded theology on you. And yet they are. Yet they are. When your kids come home and they know more about tranism in sixth grade than you knew about homosexuality in 4 years of college, we got a problem. We got a big, fat problem. When your kids know more about things they shouldn't know about in seventh grade because they got TikTok and they got this and that and the other thing. And dad and mom is saying, do you matter anymore? Or did they go to Sunday school? They probably didn't go to Sunday school. Our problem, and you know, I don't want to spiritualize it by saying we have a spiritual problem, okay, because that tends to undermine what it is, because so many people, oh yeah, it's a spiritual problem. Okay, well, we'll go home and we'll pray. We'll have a little prayer group, and then, you know, we'll just hope that God changes it. And it's like, no, we have a civilizational problem, and Christendom was built on Christ. And we've changed the words. We don't call it Christendom anymore. We call it the West. No, Christendom, the white and Christian race, was built on Jesus Christ and the Holy Scriptures. Is that talking about a theocracy? That's fine. It's called a theocracy. I'm not going to shy away from that. Theocracy, the rule of God, the rule of Jesus Christ. Right now we have what is so-called democracy, the people, but the people don't rule. We've talked about that many, many times here at bloodandfaith.com. Wait, nobody voted for abortion. Nobody voted for homosexual marriage. Nobody voted for open marriage. Excuse me, open marriage. Oh, that too. Nobody voted for open borders. No, nobody voted for these things. Nobody voted for unlimited debt. Nobody voted for war in Ukraine. There's so many things that nobody voted for COVID shots. We the people don't rule. Trust me. Look at yourself. The courts make all these decisions. Elections are stolen. Even if you don't believe the election's stolen, that's fine. Who voted in sodomy? Who voted in tranny story hour at your local library? Who voted in the war for Ukraine? It wasn't we the people. So this whole thing about democracy is an utter lie. It's what they do. They take words and they twist them and they lie and they lie and they lie and they lie. And then you have evil replacing good, where a man and woman get together, they raise a kid, which is hard work. It's hard work. And it's easy to destroy. It's very hard to build. It's easy to destroy. It's extremely hard to build. It's hard to build a family. It's hard to stay together for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. It's hard. I don't care what kind of thing you got going on, churchgoer or not, it's hard. And the world's out there to tear it down and say, oh, that's just, you know, that's an oppressive system. This is the theocracy. of the Antichrist. This is this theocracy of Satanism. Y'all think we don't have a theocracy? We have a theocracy of Luciferianism. We have a theocracy of Satanism. We have a theocracy. You call it Marxism. Bible doesn't talk about Marxism. It talks about the Antichrist. It talks about the Jews. It doesn't talk about rhinos or Democrats or socialists. You got Christ and you have Antichrist. There is no third option. So we need all these people that are working so hard, keep working, and keep questioning. And going, you know what? This isn't working. Or it is working, and that's fine. If it works, it works. I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer here. But I'm flat out telling you, there is no third option. Either Jesus Christ will be the monarch of your country and my country, or the Antichrist will rule. Remember, that's the third path. That's what Satan offered Eve, the third path. Hey, don't worship me, don't worship God. Be wise enough to do your own thing. That's the third path. And it ends up in Satanism, it ends up in the Antichrist, it ends up in a Luciferian theocracy, which we have now. How can you tell a boy or a girl that they're neither male nor female? That's evil. That's fundamentally evil. And you can't replace that by a libertarian society. You can't replace that with society where everybody gets along. Clearly, we don't get along. And people like me are literally, in their eyes, the fundamental source of evil on the planet. I'm white, heterosexual, male, Christian. I must be eliminated. Jews want to see me eliminated. I mean, the Jews have made that very clear. They want people like me eliminated, and particularly me eliminated. So you know what you got to do? You got to find more men like me and saying the things I'm saying. If you are trying to placate the Antichrist, and Jews are Antichrist, they're fundamentally Antichrist. If you want to know what the definition of an Antichrist is, it's 1 John 2:22. He who rejects the Father and the Son, who denies that Jesus is the Christ of God. Okay, and the Bible interprets the Bible. Antichrist is a term that's been around for 2,000 years. Who's the Antichrist of 2,000 years ago? It's the Jews. Don't tell me I'm an anti-Semite. Don't want to hear about it. If Christ was an anti-Semite, I want to be an anti-Semite. If Paul was, even though he's a converted Jew, he went out, he's the guy that said, look, the Jews, they murdered Jesus Christ, they murdered the prophets, they drove us out, they're hostile to all mankind. They prevent people from hearing the gospel so that they can be saved. And the wrath of God abides upon them to the utmost. And if that makes him anti-Semitic, we need to start listening to what the Bible says. We need to start listening to what Paul said, what Jesus Christ said. When he looks at the Jews, he says, hey, it's y'all. Y'all are the children of the devil. He identifies the enemy. He identifies the problem. And the church won't go there. Church won't go there. Church won't go there. I've gone there, and that's why I've received the wrath of the Jew. And, you know, like I said yesterday in my podcast, if you're not receiving the wrath of the Jew, you're doing it wrong, preacher. You're doing it wrong. We live in a theocracy. We live in an Antichrist Luciferian theocracy. They don't call it that because they're children of the devil, and all they do is lie and deceive. You are of your father, the devil. He was a liar and murderer from the beginning. He doesn't know that there's no truth in him. And so when he lies out of his own nature, and so do his children. Democracy, come on. Who voted for this war in Ukraine? Who voted for tranny story hour at your local library? Who voted for homosexual marriage? No, don't give me democracy. Who voted for open borders? Nobody. There's no democracy anymore in this country. And now they're doubling down on eliminating freedom of speech. Don't tell me there's a democracy in this country. It's gone. It's gone because we've done everything we can to placate the Antichrist forces in the belief that somehow we're supposed to have a liberal and tolerant and an inclusive environment. And all that did was shift power from the Christians to the anti-Christians. That's all it did. All that did is shift the momentum from a Christian civilization to a Luciferian civilization. And you've got the Antichrist people, also known as Jews, and their allies, ruling and reigning and running the show. And if a Christian says no, I say, oh, well, you're being intolerant, and you're being divisive, and you're racist, and you're sexist, and you're homophobic, and you're transphobic, and you're queerphobic, and you're intolerant. And the Christians cave. No, you need to start being racist and sexist and homophobic and transphobic and queerphobic and intolerant, divisive and anti-Semitic. We need that in spades. The proof that I'm right is the condition of our collective Christendom countries, full of evil, and we got no control over where we're going. The Antichrist rules it. We're in a Luciferian theocracy. An Antichrist theocracy, okay? Call it what you want. They say, oh, we don't believe in God. Why would you believe liars? And it doesn't matter if they say it's still utterly Antichrist. So we're going to have to go back and we're going to say, you know what? Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, we repent as a nation. And I don't mean this in a spiritual sense. I mean this very much in a real, practical, everyday, physical sense. And the consequences are going to be quite dramatic. We need to explicitly build Christian nation states in all the countries of Christendom and all the sons and daughters of Christendom. New Zealand, Australia, Canada, South Africa. If you do not listen to what I say, and if you don't believe me, our future is the future of the whites in South Africa. And it leads to the genocide of the white and Christian race. It starts in our own minds. We have to come to a place where we refuse to apologize anymore, and we refuse to look for a third way. We have to come to a place where we say we're not looking for a third way. We want a Christian theocracy, not an ecclesiocracy, not where you get some bishop ruling over you. There's a difference. Ecclesia is the church. Theos is God. Yes, we want Jesus Christ to be our monarch, even though he's not present. How would he rule? His law is the Ten Commandments. Always has been, always will. Jesus Christ gave the Ten Commandments to Moses. The first commandment points to Jesus Christ. That's the law of the land. Now, how you arrange that underneath that, maybe I'm just not smart enough for that, but whatever we've got going on has been taken over by the Antichrist peoples. And we're told we can't have an opinion because it's racist and it's sexist and it's anti-Semitic. We're done playing by. Those are the rules that we keep playing by that we got to say we're done. We're not going to submit ourselves to your rules if you can't be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. No, I'm going to be all of those in spades. I'm going to be proud of it because here's the scriptures. Here's what Jesus Christ said. He looks at the Jews. He says, you are of your father, the devil. Until we can say that, we're bound. Until we can stand up and say that proudly and openly, we're bound to the Antichrist. Oh, they're going to hate us. They're going to attack us. They might murder us. They might close our churches. God, people. Have you read the book of Acts? Have you read the Gospels? Y'all want New Testament Christianity, but you don't want to go there. Christ is King. Jesus Christ is literally the Lord God. He's not a spiritual figure that lives between your ears and above your tongue and below your skull cap. He's God Almighty. He's the Lord of our nations. Act like it. Speak like it. Stop apologizing. We're going to have a Christian nation. Nations, plural. Because we're all a little different. I've said before, some non-white people want to go out and say, you know what, I want a Christian nation. I'll help them. I'll tutor them. I'll talk to you about that. I want white and Christian nations unapologetically. Oh, you're racist. Oh, God, just stuff it. I don't care. The only way that holds power over me is if I allow it to hold power over me. And pastors, the only people on the planet that have the power to make this change is you. It has to come out of your heart, has to come out of your mind, has to come off of your tongue, has to go into the hearts of your congregants. Be rebels against the Antichrist. We're too submissive to the Antichrist. We're too submissive in the satanic theocracy that we live under. And it's our job to get along and submit. It's not your job to submit to the Antichrist. It's not your job to submit to Lucifer. It's not your job to submit to the synagogue of Satan. It's your job to defy them all. Fritz Berger, bloodandfaith.com.